Let us pray. Holy and most gracious God, you have called us to be servants in your name. Help us always to follow your example of great humility, that we won't be too busy or afraid to serve others, the helpless among us and in our community. In the name of Christ, the Master Servant. Amen.
Amen.
We deacons are ordained to serve. When I was ordained nearly 16 years ago, I accepted the ministry of servanthood, following Jesus, the great shepherd and master servant. I made a promise to serve all people, especially the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. And for the past 16 years, I've been praying and working hard to be a faithful servant of Christ. You see, I love being a deacon. I love being a deacon not only because I wear this stole over my shoulder, but because of what it represents, servanthood. See, I love being a deacon because by serving others, the helpless especially among us, I'm serving Christ himself. And that is what today's gospel is all about. In our gospel reading, Jesus calls all of us, not only the deacons and priests, but all of his children, to serve God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, serving others is what Jesus demonstrated to the disciples on that first Monday, Thursday, when he washed their feet, something that was reserved for servants or the slaves at the time. According to John, the gospel writer, after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, Jesus put on his robe, returned to the table, and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." My friends, then he asked this. He says, "I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the ones who send them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." You see, with those words, Jesus calls you and calls me, both clergy and laity, to a ministry of servanthood. That's what you and I promised. You see, you and I promised to do that when we were baptized. Remember those words that you said? You said that you will fulfill your vows. And one of those promises was in response to this question. It says, "Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?" And your answer was, "I will, with God's help." You see, the Apostle Paul also reminds us in Galatians 5:13 that all Christians are to serve one another in love. And Paul goes on to say, the entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. And believe me, if there was a time when we needed to show God's love by serving the less fortunate in Glassboro and all of the Custer County area, that time is right now. See, all around us, We see people in great need in South Jersey alone. 1 in 5 children are food insecure. That means they go hungry. And that's about 57,000 by the count that we got from the Food Bank of South Jersey. These children go to bed many nights hungry. And in the among families, it says 196,000 people living in this area, Burlington, Camden, Gloucester, and Salem counties, are food insecure. So, church folks must not close their eyes. They must not ignore the cries of brothers and sisters in our hurting world. Today, perhaps more than ever, we need people in the church committed to servant ministry. Sometimes, my friends, this is hard. It's not easy. But you and I may be thinking, you have some people thinking about the cost, the money, about how much time it will cost, and can we really afford it? My friends, other might say, how much time would it require to run a soup kitchen or to give away food once a month or twice a month? So it is not surprising, you see, to hear a lot of excuses. I've heard them. Someone would say, well, we can send them to another church or to another country. You see, let me remind you what I read in the best-selling book by Pastor Rick Warren. That book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Rick said, in our self-serving culture, with its me-first mentality, I think that a servant is not a popular concept. Being a servant is not popular because it is so contrary to our selfish, sinful nature. As humans, we want to be first, not last. We want to be served, not to serve. But Jesus taught us that in his kingdom, true greatness is not a measure of self-will, but rather self-abandonment. Our Lord said that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Jesus taught us that the truly great people, the people that we should admire and emulate, are those who humble themselves and serve others. You see, Jesus taught that servanthood is a virtue, not a punishment. And he said also that children of God, we should follow his example and serve one another. My friends, I call this in terms of humility, that's the humility of love. When you don't pump up yourself and you realize that you are a servant, then you submit to that servant ministry and you serve others willingly, not grudgingly. Let me share with you, my friends, briefly, 3 basic characteristics of true Christian servants found in that book, The Purpose-Driven Life. First, it says genuine Christian servants think of ministry as an opportunity more than an obligation. That's the first one. And you and I must do that. You and I must look at ministry as an opportunity, not a punishment. In this way, we will obey God's teaching in Galatians. Whenever we have the opportunity, we have to do what is good for everyone. A second basic characteristic of Christian service is this: servants think more about others than they do about themselves. That's number 2. So you think always about others. And my friends, then we have the last one that Pastor Rick Warren gave us, that we have to be followers of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, loving our neighbor and serving God may involve small things, like maybe sending a birthday card or an anniversary card or just giving a get well card to those who are sick. Showing Christian love could even be really getting on the phone and calling. I know you all love to text, but sometimes that personal call means more. It's more touching, more personal. So let's do that. And when we do that, when we do these things, we are serving Christ. My friends, on this Monday, Thursday, let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to be not only faithful believers in Christ, but good examples of servanthood. Because you and I know Jesus, and because we understand He loves us so much that He died for us on Calvary's cross, we must be more willing to love and to serve the Lord. Let me leave you with what Jesus told the disciples on this night, many, many years ago. He said, "I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things," he says, "you are blessed if you do them." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.